तिष्ठं वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धरार्तिमार्च अस्मत्प्रसाद सुमुख कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठं वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धर आर्तिमार्च अस्मत्प्रसाद सुमुख कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठन् वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धरमार्तिमार्च Matajis? Asmat unto us, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant. Prasad, causeless mercy. Sumukha, so inclined. Kalaya, with his plenary extensions. Kaleshaha, the lord of all potencies. Ikshvaku, Maharaj Ikshvaku, in the dynasty of sun. Vamshe, family. Avatirya, by descending in. Guroha, of the father or spiritual master. Nideshe, under the order of. Tishtan, being situated in. Vanam, in the forest. Sadaita Anujaha, along with his wife and younger brother. Avivesha, entered, yasmin, unto whom, virudhya, being rebellious, dashkandharaha, Ravana, who had 10 heads, artim, great distress, archat, achieved. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Due to His causeless mercy upon all the living entities within the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with His plenary extensions, appeared in the family of Maharaj Ikshvaku as the Lord of His internal potency, Sita. Under the order of His father, Maharaj Dasharath, He entered the forest and lived there for considerable years with His wife and younger brother. Ravana, who was very materially powerful, with 10 heads on his shoulders, committed a great offense against him and was thus ultimately vanquished. So yesterday, first half of the purport was taken by Hari Vamsh Prabhu. will read from third paragraph. Lord Ramchandra was ordered by his father, Maharaj Dasharath, to leave home for the forest under awkward circumstances. And the Lord, as the ideal son of his father, carried out the order, even on the occasion of his being declared the king of Ayodhya. One of his younger brothers, Lakshmanji, desired to go with him, and so also his eternal wife Sitaji desired to go with him. The Lord agreed to both of them, and all together they entered the Dandakaranya forest to live there for 14 years. During their stay in the forest, there was some quarrel between Ramchandra and Ravana, and the latter kidnapped the Lord's wife Sita. The quarrel ended in the vanquishing of the greatly powerful Ravana, along with all his kingdom and family. Sita is Lakshmiji, or the goddess of fortune, but she is never to be enjoyed by any living entity. She is meant for being worshipped by the living beings along with her husband, Sri Ramchandra. A materialistic man like Ravana does not understand this great truth, but on the contrary, he wants to snatch Sita Devi from the custody of Ram and thus incurs great miseries. The materialists, who are after opulence and material prosperity, may take lessons from the Ramayana that the policy of exploiting the nature of the Lord without acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord is the policy of Ravana. Ravana was very advanced materially, so much so that he turned his kingdom Lanka into pure gold or full material wealth. But because he did not recognize the supremacy of Lord Ramchandra and defied him by stealing his wife Sita, Ravana was killed and all his power and opulence were destroyed. Lord Ramchandra is a full incarnation with six opulences in full, and he is therefore mentioned in this verse as Kaleshaha, the master of all opulence. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a wonderful chapter going on in which Ramaji is describing the various scheduled incarnations, the things, the various pastimes which he likes to hear. Pradhanyatoyat Rishyam Ananti Leelavataran Purushasya Bhumnaha Apiyatam Karnakashaya Shoshan anukramishyeya iman supeshan. This is the last verse of the previous chapter, in which Brahmaji is telling, I have described all the purushavatars, now I will describe what I like to hear, what I like to speak. That is the glories of all the leela avatars. They are pleasing to hear. They are authorized and relished by the great sages. They destroy all the foul matter which is accumulated in the ears. Karna kashaya shoshan. And in this verse, the beautiful description of Lord Ramchandra is coming. This is the beauty of Vedic scriptures. You know, entire pastime of Lord Ram, which is comprising thousands and 1 lakh verses, Brahmaji is describing in one verse. And then Shukdeva Goswami describes the whole pastime in one chapter in 9th canto. So that's how all the pastimes and all the Vedic knowledge, it is like a cotton ball, as the example is given. You can compress it to a small form and you can elaborate it. Lord spoke Chatushloki Bhagavatam, only 4 verses to Brahmaji. And that is elaborated into 18,000 verses. So this verse, Brahmaji is describing the entire pastime of Lord Ram in one verse. Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Ramachandraya Vedase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Pataye Namaha. This is a very common verse describing the glories of Lord Ram. This is often spoken as invocation before beginning the story of Lord Ram. Various devotees of Lord, they would call Lord Ram by different names. Ramaya Kaushalya, he would call Lord Ram by the name Ram. Ramabhadra, Dashrath Maharaj would call as Ramabhadra. Ramachandra, Kaikai would call him as Ramachandra. As a small child, Lord Ram wanted moon. So Kaikai, she brought a mirror and showed the reflection of moon, and Lord Ram became very happy. So that's how she started calling Ramachandra. Vashishtha Muni, he calls Ram as Vedase, who is the knower of all the Vedas. Raghunathaya, all the residents of Ayodhya, they would call Ram by the name Raghunath. Who would be calling Lord Ram by the name Nath? Only one person had the right, that is Sita Devi. He is the master. And Sitaya Pataye, all the residents of Mithila, because they are connected to Ram through Sita. So they would call him Sitapati. Various avatars of the Lord, they deals with their devotees in different ways. Lord Vishnu deals with the devotees just like a master, a compassionate, affectionate master deals with his servants. Shri Swami Pushkarinika Plava Nirmalanga Shreyarthino Hara Virinchi Sananda Nadya Dware Vasanti Varavitra Hatottamanga Shri Venkata Chalapate Tava Suprabhatam. So in this verse, the beautiful description of the Vaikuntha is described. All the devatas, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Surya, Brahma, they take bath in Pushkarini, and with their wet clothes on, they are standing in line to take darshan of Lord Vishnu. They are reciting beautiful hymns. And on the gate, who is standing? Jai Vijay, Dware Vasanti, and they have a vetra in their hand. Just like Gopalji has vetra, a herding stick. So they also have a vetra in their hand, and what they are doing? Dware Vasanti Varavitra Hatottamanga. Sometimes they hit the devotees standing on their heads. Please chant slowly, others are also chanting, you know. So that is Vaikuntha. So Lord Vishnu, he is always in the mood of a master. Lord Ram deals with his devotees like a friend deals with another friend. Who can walk with monkeys? Nobody likes to be with monkeys. But Lord Ram is such a wonderful God that he likes to take everyone and give mercy to everyone. There is another beautiful verse glorifying Lord Ram. Very famous, very common verse. Apadam apaharataram dataram sarvasampadam लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम्। आपदाम अपहर्ता, he removes all the obstacles. दाताराम सर्वसंपदा, he gives all the wealth. Therefore, भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम्, he is लोकाभिरामं, he is pleasing to everyone, that is Shri Ramam. So that is the beauty of Lord Ram. And another very wonderful shloka compiled by one devotee, he describes the entire Ramayana in one verse, very common, very oft spoken verse. The entire shloka, entire story of Ramayana in one verse he describes. Adau Rama tapovanadi gamanam hatva mrigam kanchanam Vaidehi haranam jatayumaranam sugriva sambhashanam Vali niradalanam samudra taranam lankapuri dahanam Pashyat ravana kumbhakarna hananam etadahi ramayanam. That's how entire Ramayana is described in one verse. In the beginning, Adau Rama tapovanadi gamanam, Lord Ram went to Dandakaranya forest. Then there Hatva mrigam kanchanam, the golden deer was killed. Then Ravana came, Vaidehi Haranam, kidnapped Mother Sita. Then Jatayu Maranam, Jatayu was killed by Ravan. Then Lord Ram met with Sugriva, Sugriva Sambhashanam. Then Vali Nirdalanam, Vali was killed. Then ultimately, Hanumanji crossed the ocean and went to Lanka. And ultimately, Lord Ram killed Ravan and Kumbhakaran. So this is a very beautiful story of Lord Ram, which is written by Valmiki Muni. And all the pastimes of Lord Ram and Krishna, they are meant to purify our hearts. Janma karma chame divyam. So Ramayana begins by Valmiki Muni asking Narad Muni, can you tell me who is that great personality who possesses all the 16 qualities in full? And he describes the list of all the 16 qualities which he is looking for in a person. Kvanva lokesmin samprapta gunavan kasya viryavan dharmagyasya kritagyasya satyavakya dhritavratah. Who is that personality in the world? Kvanva lokesmin, in this world, who is viryavan, who is all-powerful, who is gunavan, who has all the qualities, who is dharmagya, who knows dharma, who is kritagya, who is always grateful to whoever does anything for him. And he never speaks any lie, he is always determined, dhritavratah. Who is that personality who is fit with all the good conduct? Who is that personality who loves everyone, who thinks of the welfare of everyone? Who is all intelligent? Vidwan kascha samarthascha. Who is capable of giving shelter? There are many people who give shelter, but most of the times their shelter is not complete. Who is that personality who can give ultimate shelter? And then further he asks few more qualities, and Narad Muni describes that there is only one person who fits in this description, and that is Lord Ram. And then he describes the whole story of Lord Ram's pastimes in this material world. How in the beginning he was about to be coronated, but the day before coronation he was told that you have to go to forest. As soon as Lord Ram, he heard the news of coronation few weeks back, I was just talking to Nityanand Prabhu and he gave a very wonderful piece of information from the Shivaishnavas, Acharyas. He said that when Lord Ram came to know that Dashrath Maharaj is planning to coronate me as the king, he went to his deity, that is Sri Ranganath. Ranganath is a worshipable deity of Raghu dynasty. He went to the deity of Lord Ranganath and told, if I am enthroned on the throne of Ayodhya, how will I go to the forest? How will I meet all the sages? How will I kill Ravan? Now you have to plan something. You only can do something now. No, that is a reciprocation going on between two lords. Lord Ram is telling Ranganath, aap kuch kariye. I cannot do anything now. So then, Lord Ranganath, he just did his mystical thing and he turned the hearts of Manthara, and then she ultimately poisoned Kaikeyi. So this is how Lord Ram, he never forgot the mission, why he has appeared in this world. Although there were all the facilities available so that he could have lived in Ayodhya, serving the devotees of Lord, of him, and taking all the wonderful opulences, enjoying them along with Mother Sita, but no, he had a mission. And he didn't forget that mission. That's why scriptures always tell similarly, in the human body, we have all the facilities available. But we should not forget the mission of the human form of life. That is to develop connection with Lord Ram. That is to serve Lord Ram and the devotees of Lord Ram. So then ultimately Lord Ram, he went to the forest along with Lakshman and Mother Sita as described in this verse. And then ultimately Ravana, he kidnapped Mother Sita. The two characters which come in Ramayana are Ravan and Vibhishan. They are two very contrasting characters. One under the control of Mahamaya, other under the control of Yogamaya. We have heard it is there in the third canto, when Vidurji, he was thrown out of the palace. Saitam matyulbanakarna bane bhratu puramar masutari topi swayam dhanurdwari nidhaya mayam gata vathoyat urumana yana. The words of Duryodhan, they were like the sharp arrows entering the ears of Vidura and piercing and tearing apart the heart of Vidur. But still, he knew. Urumanayana, Lord has a plan for me. Yogamaya is working on me. I always wanted to go to pilgrimage. Now this is a plan. I should leave this palace and go to the forest. And Mahamaya is working on Duryodhan. He is about to be vanquished. So that's how Ravana, he is representing, he is emblem of a person who is controlled by the whims and fancies of his uncontrolled mind, who never hears any good advice, any opportunities to surrender to Lord Ram. So many people came to Ravan and they were telling, please return Mother Sita. But he didn't listen. Few weeks back, Vrajvihari Prabhu was speaking a wonderful Bhagavatam class and he spoke one very wonderful thing. How to understand whether the voice coming from inside is the voice of the mind or voice of Paramatma? He said that when mind speaks, it is very loud, very fast and attached. You have to do it now. Abhi abhi karna padega. And it comes again and again. Again and again. Attached way. And when Paramatma speaks, he speaks very softly, slowly and detached way. Sometimes after chanting all our rounds, a voice comes. Chant more. So that is the voice of Paramatma. Slowly it comes sometimes. And if you don't pay attention to it, it will go away. It will not stay long. It will not be nagging us. Arey, abhi ke abhi aur ek karo, aur ek karo. No, just slowly it will come. So that's how Ravana, controlled by his mind, uncontrolled mind, and he was again and again trying to say so many things to Mother Sita, not hearing any good advice given by so many of his well-wishers. On the other hand, Vibhishan, he is controlled by Yogamaya potency. He tried to convince Ravan many times, in many ways. Ultimately, Ravana, he became so angry, he chastised and criticized Vibhishan himself. And he said, it seems that you are on the side of Ram. You go away. You go out of my kingdom. And Vibhishan, he immediately left the palace of Ravan and came to surrender to Lord Ram. He arrived at the place where Lord Ram, Lakshman and all the monkey soldiers, they are assembled on the other side of the ocean. This episode of Vibhishan Sharanagati is a wonderful episode of which tells what it takes to surrender and what should be the mood of a devotee who wants to surrender. That is our desire. We also want to surrender, but because of so many circumstances, we cannot surrender always. We surrender in some occasions, but most of the occasions we don't surrender. Most of the times people surrender to many things of the world. Some people they surrender to sense gratification. Some people they take shelter and surrender to intoxication. Some people they take shelter of their body and the wealth. Deha patya kalatra adishu atma sainya shiva satsu api tesham pramatto nidhanam pashyan apina pashyati. They think my wife, my husband, my children, my family, my property, my wealth, they will all protect me. Let me surrender to them. They don't realize they will only not stay. Pashyan apina pashyati. They see that everyone around me is dying. But still, the desire never goes. They think, no. They will protect me for sure. But the scriptures again and again describe that there is only one person who is worth taking shelter of. That is Lord. He is Sharanya, one who can give shelter. In fact, everything about the Lord is worth. There are many words in Bhagavatam which describes how everything about the Lord is worth. The Lord's glories are worth hearing. Shravaniya. Lord is worth taking darshan of. Darshaniya. He is worth remembering. Smaraniya. He is worth desiring. Sprihaniya. He is worth singing. His glories are worth singing. Kirtaniya. Everything about the Lord is worth doing. And that's how Lord is the only person who is worth taking shelter of. And similarly, the devotees of the Lord are worth taking shelter. Tamal Krishna Maharaj recalls that one time he was getting operated in Mumbai and he was given anesthesia. And doctors told him that you count from 10 to 1. So he recalls that I was counting 10, 9, 8, 7 and then I went off. Then I dreamt, Maharaj was telling that I was dreaming. I was standing in front of Radha Ras Bihari and Aarti is going on and suddenly I saw Srila Prabhupada, he was called by all the previous acharyas. And all the acharyas, they were asking for the report. What is your preaching report? Just like every Brahmotsav, everyone gives the report to Radha Gopinathji, whatever we have done in this last year. So all the acharyas, they were asking report. What is your report of preaching in this world? So Prabhupada, he said, I have studied the people of this planet. They have no capacity of any austerity. They have no capacity to study anything. They are not so much pious also, but they have only one good quality. They have taken shelter of me. They listen to whatever I say and they try to execute it to the best of their capacity. That is the qualification of all of my disciples. And then as Prabhupada said that, Maharaj came out of the anesthesia. And Prabhupada was standing right in front of him. So he told everything, what he saw in the dream. And Prabhupada, he listened very intently and he said, actually this is so. So we have only one qualification, to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara. So as Vibhishan, he comes, along with his four associates. They are still in the air. All the monkey soldiers, Sugriva, Angada, and all the other powerful warriors, Hanumanji, they are all seeing these five demons coming. They don't know who are they. And they start discussing, who is this personality? It looks like he is a powerful demon. They observe the form of Vibhishan. Sa cha megha chala prakhyo vajra yudhasam aprabha varayudharo viro divyabharana bhushitaha. So they see this Vibhishan, he is looking very effulgent. Megha achal, he resembles like a cloud. He was having a blackish complexion. And he was having all the powerful weapons also. He was not coming without weapons. He had all the weapons. And they were looking very, very powerful weapons. Sugriva, he speaks to other monkeys. Just see all these demons they have assembled. It seems Ravan has sent them. We should not wait. There is no doubt they are coming to kill us. We should kill them immediately. Immediately all the monkeys, they lift the trees and the mountains and they were about to attack. Vibhishan knew that this is going to happen. This is a very, very important part. Vibhishan knew. He is coming from Lanka. He has the features. All the other four of his companions, they were also demons. So this response was very valid. But still, he chose to leave Ravan and surrender to Lord Ram. So this decision of leaving the service of Maya and serving Lord Ram, this is the most difficult decision. And it looks many times very risky. It is like after coming to Krishna consciousness, we are told we should not do sense gratification and try to serve Ram, serve Krishna. You will experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. All of us have heard this hundreds of times. But it is like a train entering a long tunnel. And after traveling for some time, idhar ka light chala gaya, udhar dikh nahi raha hai kuch, you know. And the devotee starts thinking, phas to nahi gaya andar, you know. So it looks a very risky proposal many times. That we have been told that you will experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness, but abhi to keval maza nahi, saza hi mil rahi hai, you know. There is no perceivable higher taste. There comes our faith. There comes our convictions. There comes our philosophy, whatever we have heard. The more we hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the more we will stay in those difficult situations, testing situations. Marga babhuva sandigdha trinai shanna hiya samskrita na abhyasyamana shrutayo dvijay kalena chahata. Shukdev Goswami is describing in 10th canto, the chapter of rainy and autumn season. In that he gives various examples. He says, in the village, between the two fields, there is a small path, you know, pagdandi. Nobody makes it. It is just made by walking continuously, repeatedly. But in the rainy season, what happens? Nobody walks. The grasses cover the path. Similarly, our intelligence, it remains clear if we regularly read scriptures. But if we are not reading scriptures, marga babhuva sandigdha, that clear intelligence will be covered by the doubts. The grass of weed of doubts will grow. Na abhyasyamana shrutayo, if we don't study regularly, we will get confused what is happening. Ei lila amrit bine khaye adi anna pane tabe bhaktera durbala jivan. Yare ka bindu pane utfullita tanu mane hase gaye karo e nartane. Kaviraj Goswami says, ei lila amrit bine, if a devotee, he is tasting prasad, prasad to roj kha rahe hain, khaye adi anna pane, but lila amrit nahi pi rahe hain. If he is not drinking the beautiful nectarine pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, तबे भक्तेरा दुर्बल जीवन द डिवोटी विल बिकम वीक नॉट फिजिकली स्पिरिचुअली यार एक बिंदु पाने बट इफ यू ड्रिंक इवन अ ड्रॉप ऑफ इट एवरी डे यू विल बी एनलाइवेंड उत्फुल्लित तनु मने योर माइंड योर बॉडी विल बी एनलाइवेंड एंड द रिजल्ट विल बी हासे गाए करो एनर्तने यू विल बी हैप्पी यू विल डांस इन एक्सटेसी सो दैट्स हाउ दिस टेस्ट विल कम फॉर श्योर एंड कृष्णा पुट्स द डिवोटीज इन टू टेस्ट कृष्णा टेस्ट्स अस फॉर थ्री रीजंस Krishna will test us in our understanding of Siddhanta. Have we understood the philosophy? Krishna will test us about the eagerness. Are we eager to hear? And Krishna will test us about our steadiness in the bhakti. How steady we are. And if we are not regularly associating with devotees, hearing, then we will not be able to pass the test. Krishna will test us. For sure, he'll test us. Rukmini Devi was tested till last moment. She wrote a letter, "Oh my Lord, I have heard about your glories, and I want only you as my husband. Who is that lady who is chaste, full of wonderful qualities, who will not desire you as husband?" Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shinvatam te. निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरै हरतो अंगतापम् रूपम् दृशाम् दृशिमताम् अखिलार्थलाभम् त्वयि अच्युता विशति चित्तम् अपत्रपम् मे शी सेइंग आई एम शेमलेसली राइटिंग दिस लेटर बिकॉज नाउ आई हैव नो अदर वे अपत्रपम् मे प्लीज कम एंड डोंट थिंक दैट आई विल कंट्रोल यू Kale Narasimha, you have taken avatar as Narasimha, who can control you? So you will be independent, don't think like that. But I will tell you a plan. Please come and kidnap me. Rakshasena vidhinodduha virya shulkam in a rakshas way marry me. You may be thinking, how will I kidnap? I will tell you a plan. She tells a plan also. On the day of marriage, the bride goes to the temple of Girija to worship goddess Durga. Please kidnap me at that time so that you don't have to kill my relatives also. But then she speaks a very powerful verse. That is the mood of her devotee. If you don't give me shelter, if you don't accept me, O Lord, I am ready to do tapasya and give up my life. Again take birth. Again do tapasya. Again give up my life. I am ready to do it for 100 lifetimes. Yasyangri pankajaraja snapanam mahanto vanchantyuma patirivatma tamopahatyai yarhi ambujakshana labheya bhavat prasadam jahyamashun vrat krishanshat janma bhisyat Shat janma bhi, 100 lives I am ready to take birth and do tapasya and die if you don't give me mercy. So Krishna will put a devotee into testing situations and till the last moment, Rukmini was not sure whether Krishna is coming. So therefore, Vibhishan, he knew that risk is there. Maybe they'll reject me, but still he took that risk. All the monkeys, they told, Sugriva, you order us. We are going to kill all these demons immediately. They'll drop down to the ground. Vibhishan, he saw all these monkeys speaking. And he understood, kuch to khichdi pakra hai, you know. They are not favorable. He speaks very loudly. He introduces himself. He says, I am the brother of Ravan, that demon who has kidnapped Mother Sita. And now she is in Lanka. I tried to persuade him, but he didn't listen to me. That's how now I have given up the service to my brother Ravan. I have come to surrender to Lord Ram. Please go and inform Lord Ram. And then he speaks a very, very beautiful verse. He says, Nivedayat mam shipram raghavaya mahatmane sarvaloka sharanyaya vibhishanam upasthitam Nivedayat mam shipram. Please go and tell Lord Ram, please accept me immediately. Shipram. I have come to take shelter. Please accept me immediately, because if you don't accept me now, you know what may happen? I am a demon. My mind is uncontrolled. Out of his humility, he is telling. He's such a great devotee. He is telling, I am a demon by nature. My mind is uncontrolled. Now I have developed a desire to surrender. Please accept me immediately. Don't tell me to wait. That's how, whenever any good thing comes in the mind, any plan to serve the Lord, any plan to chant more, any plan to read more, do it immediately. Otherwise, the mind's voice, loud, fast, attached, don't do it now. Kal karna. Immediately we should do it. So Vibhishan is saying, only Lord Ram is capable of giving me shelter. Please go and inform him. And actually the Lord is capable of giving us protection and shelter. And he does it in many ways. Sometimes he gives himself. Sometimes he sends his devotees to give shelter. In the case of Dhruva Maharaj, when he is fighting with Yakshas, at one point of time all the Yakshas, they disappear and they start creating all the illusions. There is hailstorm, there is rain of blood, pus, mucus, all the mountains are falling from the sky. There are powerful, ferocious animals, lion, elephant, tiger, and all these big, big, powerful snakes emitting fire from their mouth. They all appear in the sky. And Dhruva is completely bewildered and confused. What is happening? At that time, all the sages, they are seeing this happening. This war between Dhruva and all the Yakshas. And they come on their own. Dhruva didn't call them. But because Dhruva had served the devotees and sages whole life, that's why they came on their own. And they remind Dhruva what you should do now. And they tell, O Dhruva, O son of Uttanapad, please take shelter of that Supreme Personality who has Saranga in his hand. He is the only one qualified to give you shelter. He will protect you. It is not a big thing for him to protect you from this illusion. Because the names of Lord Vishnu and Krishna, they are capable of destroying the entire material existence. What is this illusion? Uttanapada Bhagavam Stavasaranga Dhanava Deva Shinotyavanatarti Haro Vipakshan Yannamadheyam Abhidhayanishamya Chadha Loko Anjasatarati Dustaramanga Mrityum. Loko Anjasatarati, people can easily cross this entire material existence. This illusion is what big deal for Krishna. So that's how, you know, many times Krishna, he sends his devotees and sometimes comes himself. So as soon as Vibhishan, he tells Sugriv, please go and tell Lord Ram, I have come. Please accept me immediately. Sugriva, he goes to Lord Ram and he tells, this demon has come. He is the brother of Ravan. For sure he has come to slay us. We should not give him shelter, O Lord Ram. It looks like an owl. It comes and destroys all the crows. It seems that Ravan has sent this demon to destroy all of us. He can be very deceitful. It looks very powerful. We cannot trust him. He may be a spy of Ravan. And indeed he is demon by nature. How can we trust demons? So it is not a good proposal. We should arrest him and we should kill him immediately. And then Ramji, he tells all the other monkeys. That is how a leader is. He doesn't take decision hearing the opinion of one person. He takes opinions of everyone. He tells all the monkeys, all of you please give your opinion. Aapko kya bolna inke bare mein? Everyone starts giving their opinion. Angad, he tells, we should examine him. And if we find fault in him, we should arrest him. But if we find good qualities, then we should accept him. Sharabha, another demon, he says, we should send a spy behind him. And then we should examine his activities. What is he doing? Mahinda, he says, we should gently question him in sweet words so that we can take out the secret. Kisliye aaye? Then Hanumanji, he speaks. He speaks very beautifully. It is not possible to investigate the character of a person just by speaking few words. We cannot even send a spy behind him. We cannot question him because he has come as a friend. What he will feel? He'll not become our friend. Now he has come in a friendly attitude. If we start questioning him, he will feel, "Arey, I have come to surrender and they are questioning my integrity." So he speaks wonderfully and then he says, I think we should give him shelter. We should accept him. And then he says, oh Lord Ram, ultimately it is up to you. You can decide. And then Lord Ram speaks beautifully. He says, anyone who comes in a friendly appearance, Mitra Bhavena Sampraptam Natya Jeyam Kathanchana. Anyone who comes in a friendly attitude, I never reject him. And then he says, do you not understand my power? Pishachan, Danavan, Yakshan, Prithivyam, Chaiva Rakshasan. All the demons, all the Yakshas, all the Danavas, all the supernatural beings, whoever they may be, let them come. Angulyagrena tan hantyam. I can crush them with the tip of my thumb. That is my power. Don't you trust my power? Let anyone come, I'll accept him. And then Lord Ram speaks that beautiful verse. Sakrateva prapannoyas tavasmiti chayachate abhayam sarvadatasmai dadamye tadvratam mama. I have taken a vow to protect my anyone who comes and says once, oh my Lord, tav asmi iti, I'll accept him. And what to speak of Vibhishan? Even if Ravan comes, I'll accept him. So that's how Vibhishan, he is accepted in the army of Lord Ram. So that is the beautiful story of Vibhishan Sharanagati. How a person who comes with a sincere heart, whatever may be the background of the person, Lord sees the heart. No externals can deter a person from surrendering to Lord. So that is what we wanted to discuss today. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki jai.